Welcome to the phones right now. William Yule, he is the director of the Office of the Statewide Emergency Telecommunications System for the state of Connecticut. Now, everybody knows you could call 911 from your cell phone if you have a problem. You're in a tough situation, you may feel threatened, but now you can actually text a call for help or details to 911 if you're in a situation where you've got to keep quiet and you can't talk. So the text part of this is underway, and here to tell us about it is William Yule. William, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you for having me on the program.
And Paul here along with Brad. And I guess, William, let's break it right down. Previously, you had to actually talk to somebody on 911, correct?
That's correct. That was the only way of accessing 911 in the older system. Mm-hmm. But we've deployed a new, what's called the Next Generation 911 platform. And text to 911 is a new service that is offered with this new system.
And we hear oftentimes, William, that, we hear about cases around the country where somebody is hiding from somebody, they're in a mass shooting situation, and they're afraid to talk. And they, in other states that have this, they can actually send a text message to 911, right, saying, I can't talk, but, my ex is here, I'm hiding from him or her, or there's a shooter in the school. So they'll be able to do that now here in Connecticut, correct?
That is correct. In those situations where it's unsafe to speak, home invasion or an active shooter is another example, or domestic violence, it's been proven to save lives in other states, and now we offer that service here.
How long does it take to develop something like this? Yeah. I've always been curious because it's just brilliance, and what this is going to do is going to be incredible in the future.
It really is. It's a great life-saving service, and not just those situations where it's unsafe to speak, but also situations where folks that are deaf or hard of hearing or have a speech disability, now they can text their emergency directly to a dispatch center and get emergency help.
What happened, William, here? What was needed here for the state to adopt this? Did we have to buy, was there new infrastructure, new software to integrate with the cell carriers and the police? How did that work?
Yes, yes and yes is the answer. So okay. The story is we had a legacy 911 system that had been in place for 20 years, extremely reliable, but it was manufactured discontinued, and frankly, we couldn't get parts anymore. So we went on the procurement process to replace the system, and the new industry standard is what's called Next Generation 911, and it has a myriad features, but one of which is this text to 911 service. So it took several years to deploy, but now we finished the last what we call PSAPs, or public safety answering points. We deployed hardware and software in those centers, finished in November. And then once everything was burned in, then we rolled out the next service, which is text to 911. And we beta tested it in the spring and publicly launched it in August. So it took several years to get done, but it's an effective service, and we anticipate it will save lives.
So as long as you have a phone that can send text messages, some of the older ones can't, but as long as you can send a text message on your cell phone, no matter what service you have, and you can send it to 911, you're okay now here in Connecticut.
That's correct. You need a mobile device with a data or text plan, and then, it's really simple. In the to field, you simply type 911.
Wow.
And then in the body of the message, you type your location and the nature of your emergency, and the message pops up at a local dispatch center where the dispatcher provides instruction.
Amazing.
Now, what about costs and things like that? Is there anything extra that we're going to have to pay?
So, great question. In your every phone bill in the state, you pay a surcharge for the 911 system. And we're pretty proud of the fact that it's very low relative to the rest of the country. 57 cents per month is the current surcharge rate on your wireless and wireline phones for this service. And when we replaced the system, text to 911 was just part of another feature of the service. Mm-hmm. So there was no incremental charge for that.
Wow.
Good. Excellent.
Fabulous.
William Yule, Director of the Office of the Statewide Emergency Telecommunication for the State of Connecticut. William, thank you. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
You bet.
Bye-bye. Brad, you read about that all the time. I've read cases now in other states where you have, say, a woman or a kid who's hiding in their house from a parent or a destructive partner with a gun or a knife, and they're hiding in the closet. Now, instead of having to dial 911 and talk, now they can, with the system we have in Connecticut, we have that like other states now, where they can put 911 in their, send a text message to say, help me, I'm here at so-and-so address, I can't talk. So now with this new system, it's great, it's good stuff, it's good stuff.
You know, when you stop to think about America again.
Yeah,
I mean, people talking about America.
Yeah.
Here, you know, you just saw America's the only one. That, no.
Yeah.
America is America, mm-hmm. and this is what we do.
Yeah,
and
we innovate. We innovate.
Innovate, and this will be around the world.
Yeah.
Around the world.
Yeah, we innovate. And we
I just think we're hung up on too much of
this stuff. Well, yeah, I try to be a glass half full guy. You know what I mean?
Me too.
Some people are glass half empty. Throughout my life, I've had people say, you know, you're naive. And they say, well, maybe if you think I am.
I get that all the time.
Oh, yeah? Really?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Big time.